This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So as Jesse joins us from Arlington, Texas, and baseball season, he's working almost every day. When the Padres are at home and they have a rare off day, I know he's at home and, you know, helping out, doing whatever he can. But there is, though, those weird situations during the baseball season where you have an off day on the road. You can't really do anything.
Can't do anything about it.
Just kind of, it's a day off. It's a day for you. There's nothing you can do at home, Jesse. So how did you spend the off day yesterday in Dallas?
I have said for a very long time that the most valuable days on the baseball calendar are the road off days. And it's exactly what you just said. It's like, sorry. You know, I mean, when you're at home and you got an off day, there's family stuff. You're doing dry cleaning and laundry. Yep. Like a dentist or whatever, like anything you need to catch up on, that's what the home off days are for. And so really the only, like, for me at least, the true off days are the ones on the road. So it was pretty low key. You know, it's like a billion degrees here.
Yeah.
Texas is great, right? Because you combine the heat of Arizona with the humidity of Florida.
It's very cool.
And you put it all into one. It's really amazing. So didn't, you know, get out and about or anything necessarily, but, you know, worked out. Walked over to a place close by for lunch, saw Mike Schilt there, and he was, it seemed like, having a very similar day that I was.
Why were you at Chipotle for lunch?
Why were you at Chipotle?
No, you know, it wasn't. There's no Chipotle within walking distance. So, but yeah, it was like, you know, a whole lot of nothing, I think is how he put it. You know, I mean, everybody, I think, just trying to rest and recuperate a little bit. So, you know, kind of a low-key day, recharge here. It's a much, much friendlier schedule in the next month than it was in the last month in terms of, you know, how often they're playing and days off. So, you know, hopefully, you know, you'll see that reflected in the win-loss record because, you know, as I'm sure I've said to you guys and Tony and I have talked about a lot, too, I think, you know, some of the struggles that the Padres had in the last, call it, 5 weeks had to do with the fact that the schedule was just gnarly and those lack of days off. And then you get into a situation where you had a couple starters who weren't regularly going deep into the games. It puts you so far behind the eight ball. But now they're going to be in a position for the next 5 weeks, really, where they're able to absorb, you know, some more stuff like that. And we'll see how it goes.
You know, if I were you, if I was Jesse Agler doing the same role, I wouldn't even call home on those days off on the road. I would not make the phone call.
That doesn't work. No.
Well, I shoot a text. Hope you guys are good. I'm going to the JFK Museum right now. See you guys later. Like, there's just no way. I get my ass kicked every time Jesse Agler, the Incorporator, joins us here on a Tuesday. Jesse, yeah, obviously you getting a chance to go to Fenway Park. We were texting about it a little bit. Pretty incredible, man. Pretty freaking incredible to go. That ballpark is a cathedral. You got to do all the ins and outs. You got to go out. And what does it smell like inside the Green Monster?
You know what? It's funny. The Green Monster. So the day I went in was Sunday, the day game. And it was really very warm and steamy outside. And I was like, it's probably going to be pretty gross inside the monster. But it was kind of damp and cool. A little bit like a wine cellar feel almost. Not wine, but, you know, like number placards and name placards for all the different teams. But it wasn't too dank or anything in there. You know, there's, I guess, a fair amount of ventilation because there's all the holes and the slots that go out there. But yeah, it was just, it's really, really neat. I mean, I'd been there only once in my life. It was, you know, summer after junior year of high school, looking at colleges with my dad. And it was before the Red Sox had won. So it was before Fenway was crazy. And we literally, I just remember, walked up to the box office, you know, 20 minutes before the game, bought two tickets and, like, you know, went to a game. That was in the summer, I guess, of 99. And that was the only other time in my life I'd been to Fenway. So obviously a very, very different experience this time. And to be able to kind of have the access that I did and to be able to walk around on the field and go inside the Monster and, you know, get there super early on the first day to just sort of walk around and take it in. Special, man. It's one of the best parts of this job, is like a total baseball geek, you know, to be able to experience those different places and do so in a very special kind of intimate way. You know, the fact that I can just roll up there at 2 o'clock, you know, before a 7 o'clock game and almost have the place to myself, right? Is incredible. So, you know, you guys know I'm a big geek with that kind of stuff. It was very special. And while Globe Life is not necessarily of the same historic significance as Fenway, this will be my final ballpark to check this series for the Rangers. The two times, the couple years that the Padres have played here was COVID, so we didn't get the opportunity to come. And this will complete the circuit for me tonight, which I'm excited about.
You're done. That's it. Every friggin' ballpark. That's incredible.
Until they build a new one.
Until they build a new one. Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. Look at you.
Jesse, let me ask you, because the All-Star game is coming up at that very same park in 2 weeks from today. And I wondered, like a week ago, I could have made a pretty compelling case for Jackson Merrill to be included on the NL team. Now it's hard to make a case for leaving him off the National League All-Star team. Do you get the sense that word is getting out about Jackson Merrill beyond San Diego and what he is now doing in his rookie season that is pretty incredible now?
No doubt about it. You know, he's definitely broken through the West Coast news, if you will. Sometimes, as we all know, that wall is a difficult one to push through. But I think he has. There's been a lot of talk about him. You know, All-Star, I haven't taken like a close enough look at, you know, the voting and all that kind of stuff to see, you know, the other names that are involved.
He's not in the final vote, deserving? But he could certainly be a reserve. He's the
any outfielder in the National League. Might end up as reserves. Yeah. I haven't looked at the names and the numbers, you know, for all those guys. But look, from a numbers standpoint for him, certainly those are All-Star numbers. I don't think there's any doubt about it. And you know, when you start considering getting a rookie who's going to be a top vote getter and rookie of the year, if not the winner in the National League, into the All-Star game, you know, for MLB, that's a good move, right? I mean, you want to be able to showcase somebody like that because this is a budding star in the league. You know, I think I said on the air to Tony after the Brewers series, when the Nats were in town, I said, you know, it kind of felt to me like in the last week, Jackson Merrill had leveled up, like in a video game, you know, like he had kind of just gotten to that next point. And since I've said that, I feel like he's leveled up three more times. I mean, it's been absolutely incredible watching this guy exceeding every expectation I had, honestly, you know, in terms of what he'd be able to provide. And he's been a critical piece to the success that this team has had, not just on the field and not just with the numbers, but I think the energy and the intensity and the kind of the personality that he brings is really important to this team as well. And, you know, if you're watching these games or listening to these games or going to these games, you notice that it would be impossible to miss. So, there's no doubt he's becoming more and more of a national story, and he deserves to be, because it's remarkable what he's doing. It really is.
Talking to our pal Jesse Agler here on Ben and Woods this morning. And I got to imagine the last 10 days or so have been pretty awesome to be in your position. I mean, some really good baseball, like got the walk-offs, you got the benches clearing, you've got the kerfluffle the next day at home plate, like that's good stuff. And I know that you guys run into, you know, the dog days of August. We all do. We do covering the team too, where it's like, what a slog it is to watch this game sometimes, but man, you live for like the last 10 games or so.
It has been so much fun. And you know, like most importantly, obviously, is the wins that have gone along with it. What is it? You know, 9 out of 11 now. Winning is always more fun. You know, people think we're better broadcasters when the team is winning. I'm sure people think you guys are better at doing your show when the team is winning. 100%. I mean, it's funny how that works, right? But like, yeah, I mean, it's not just that they're winning, to your point. It's that they're playing very entertaining baseball. And I've said really all year, they play a very watchable brand of baseball. You know, we're lucky enough, right? We get to see now with the schedule as it is, we get to see literally every team in person. There are a whole lot of teams, even good teams in Major League Baseball, that play hard to watch baseball.
Sure.
And the Padres don't. You know, they put the ball in play, they strike out less, than any other team in Major League Baseball this year. They've got this sort of really interesting, entertaining lineup, different guys that can do different things, different ways. You know, they can run when they want to. They play really good defense, generally speaking. It's great because it's not just that they're playing winning baseball. They're playing entertaining baseball, fun baseball. And again, the word I keep using is watchable baseball. Like there are, again, and I'm not naming names, but there are really, really good teams out there that are just bad to watch. They don't play a fun brand of baseball. You know, they just kind of sit around and they eventually bludgeon you and they take a billion pitches and it takes forever. Padres aren't about that. You know, it's just such a different approach than they had last year. And it's really fun to watch. And I tell you what, if more teams sort of committed to trying to play the kind of baseball that the Padres play, I think MLB would be in a better spot around the country because it's noticeably different how the Padres kind of approach things than most every other team in the league.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Talking to Jesse Agler. He's with us from Texas. Padres Rangers tonight at 5:05 here on 97.3 The Fan. And Jesse, I know you always take a pretty measured approach when it comes to the trade deadline. What will happen will happen. And you know, AJ Preller's always active, but you do hear things. I mean, do you have any expectations here about what might transpire over the next few weeks?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're going to try and add. You know, this is this window. Let's call it opening in 2020, you know, officially, like this is the heart of the window. You know, you've got guys in their primes. You've got the whole thing set up to make a run, no doubt. And, you know, I don't care about how last year went and how disappointing it was. You know, I remember going on with you guys at some point, you know, and we said, you have to remember that it's always bigger than just the 1 year. And look at the Rangers. You know, I mean, they won it all last year. They've got a not good record this year, one of the worst records ever for a defending champion going into the month of July. That doesn't mean they can't be great again next year. You know, think about those Giants teams that Bruce Bochy had, right? 2010, they win, you know, on and on. I think in 2013, in between the second and third titles, they ended up finishing like 10 games under 500. So point being that this window is still the window. The window is still open and the Padres are still really, really, you know, having the goal of wanting to win it all. Even with the disappointment of last year, that never changed. And I think a lot of people, you know, around the league and around the country who weren't paying as close attention as all of us, you know, thought, oh, they traded Juan Soto. They're not bringing Blake Snell back. They're not trying to compete. That was never the case. This team still always had World Series 2024 at the top of the to-do list. And, you know, now, especially the way they're playing, there's no way that's changing. And that means that they're going to be in a position to try and get even better at the trade deadline. Now, what actually happens, what comes together, who knows? You know, there's a billion variables that go into all of that. But you better believe that they're going to be trying to make themselves even better, because they believe, rightfully, by the way, that this is a World Series caliber team. And that is the goal for everybody involved in this organization.
Jesse, let's see. We kind of get to the dog days of summer when it comes to the Incorporator. So I'm counting on Woods to break us out with a good choice this week. And I don't even know what you've picked.
Bro, I found this word.
Okay.
And I'm still looking for how to say it. So I sent it to Paulie for the pronunciation. Go ahead, Paulie.
Nudiestration.
What?
Nudiestration.
Nudiestration.
Why did you pick someone on the internet who speaks a foreign language?
That's just what popped up. Nudiestration.
What's the definition?
It's a good question. I'm glad you asked that question. Because I am certain I'm looking for it right now.
Firing on all cylinders.
We really are.
Nudiestration?
Nudiestration. Yeah, it's an adjective.
Relating to the day before yesterday.
The day before yesterday. Nudiestration.
Okay. So it's like the opposite of penultimate?
Yes. Right. It's a great word, penultimate.
So let's see. So Sunday would be today, the nudiestration day to today.
Right, but it's an adjective. How do you use that?
That is interesting. That's a good point.
Good luck, pal.
How could it be an adjective?
I don't know. That's just what it says. ADJ is adjective. I know that from my English degree.
This is a tough one.
Like the nudiestertian game would be the
yes.
Game.
Yeah, look at you. All right, now he's got it. Now he's got it.
We just made it easy for him.
Yeah, we did.
I mean, it's never going to be easy to say nudiestertian.
And there's no way to slip that one past Tony.
No,
I mean, I mean, so here's an example. I saw him nudiestertian. Which would mean I saw you on Sunday.
Saw him in the locker room.
Sounds like it sounds like you saw him without his clothes.
That's right. Nudiestertian. I like that. That's a tough one. I'm not trying to make it easy on you.
This is what happens when we all text each other while Jesse's on the air with us trying to find a word.
Yeah, nudiestertian. Piece of cake, bro. You got this.
All right, what if next week, to mix it up, what if I bring the word?
Oh,
I
like that.
We need a mix up for sure.
Yeah, we do.
Nudiestertian.
Nudiestertian.
Right, good luck. Have fun. Safe trip back home for the rest of the first half.
Check out that JFK Museum. It's really
the school
good.
Book depository.
Yeah, it's very cool, actually. If you've never been, it's really cool.
Dealey Plaza.
Plaza.
I might try and go over tomorrow morning.
All right, do it. Yeah, you'll love it.
Jesse Agler, voice of the Padres. And again, 505 first pitch today. 405 EcoWater SoCal pregame show with Sam Levitt.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.